Tom Thumb and the Football Team by Pippa Goodhart. Chapter 1. One Teeny Tiny Child. There was once a man who loved his wife and he also loved football. His wife loved the man and their home, but what she really wanted was a baby to love. She longed for a baby as you or I might long for a drink on a hot day. The woman said to her husband, "Just one teeny tiny child would make me happy." And believe it or not, that's exactly what the woman got. She gave birth to a teeny tiny baby boy.
"We'll call him Tom," said her husband. "Tom Thumb, because he's no bigger than my thumb."
The woman wrapped her teeny tiny baby in her best cotton hanky. She cut the end of the finger from her finest pair of gloves to make him a bonnet. She tucked Tom into an eggshell cradle and she was happy. Well, the years passed as years do, and Tom's mother did what mothers do. She cooked for Tom and sewed for Tom and taught Tom to crawl and walk and talk. But as Tom grew from being a baby to being a boy, he grew to wanting more than cuddles and pretty clothes and nice food. He wanted friends and fun. He wanted to find out about the world. Chapter 2. Let Me Out. "I'm bored," said Tom to his mother one day. He was kicking currants all over the table.
"Well," said his mother, "if you'll stop spoiling those currants, you can see how I make a nice pudding for your father's dinner. Sit on my thimble and watch what I do."
But there's not much fun to be had in watching a spoon being stirred around above your head. Tom wanted to see how the flour and eggs and milk all mixed together inside the bowl. So when his mother turned to put a pan of water to boil, Tom reached his teeny tiny hands up to the rim of the mixing bowl. He pulled and kicked himself up so that he could look down and see and smell the spicy mixture.
"Mmm, yum," said Tom.
He bent forward to reach a finger to take a taste and he toppled over the top of the bowl, plop, into the mix. If you have ever fallen into an uncooked pudding, you will know what sticky stuff it is. It clagged to Tom's arms and clogged to his legs. The more he struggled, the more he got stuck in it. His mother picked up her spoon and slap-slopped the pudding mix, knocking poor Tom dizzy. Then she scooped the mix, dollop, drop, plop, into a cloth. She tied it tight and popped it into the water to cook. That water was hot.
"Ow!"
yelled Tom, and he kicked and he struggled. At last, Tom's mother noticed that her pudding was jumping around and shouting.
"Bless us all," she said. "The pudding's alive! Help!"
And she snatched the pudding from the pot and she threw it out of the house and slammed shut the door.
"Ouch!"
said Tom as the pudding landed in the grass. Then,
"Wah!"
because somebody had picked the pudding up. That somebody was a hungry tinker passing by.
"Well, boggle my eyes, a pudding for free. I'll have that," said the tinker.
"Put me down," shouted Tom's teeny tiny voice. "Let me out."
"Well, blow me sideways," said the tinker. "The dang pudding's alive."
And he dropped the pudding and he ran. Tom bit with his teeth and he kicked with his feet and picked with his fingers. He tore through the pudding cloth and escaped. He wasn't far from the cottage, but a cat was sniffing close by. Chapter 3. Goal.
"Ma!" shouted Tom, and he ran on his teeny tiny legs and he kicked the door as hard as he could. "Open up, Ma!" he shouted. "Quick! There's a cat that likes the smell of me."
Tom's mother opened the door. She looked in front of her. She looked to the left and to the right. "There's nobody there," she said. But Tom kicked her ankle.
"It's me, Ma." "Lord love us, it's my darling boy," said his mother.
She carried Tom safe inside and she bathed him clean in a teacup. She told Tom,
"From now on, my darling, I'll not let you out of my sight."
After that, Tom was kept indoors. He got more bored than ever. He climbed the curtains.
"Get down from there or you'll fall," said his mother.
He caught a mouse and took it for walks on a lead.
That thing could bite you. You can't keep it, said his mother. So Tom stood at the window. The children outside were playing football. Can't I go out and play with them, Ma? Asked Tom. Oh, no, it wouldn't be safe, said his mother. Tom scowled and kicked the window. Boom, boom, on the glass to make his mother as cross as he was.
But one day, Tom's dad said to him, Tell you what, lad, why don't I teach you how to play football like the other children?
He took a marble from his pocket and he put it, plonk, rumble, rumble, onto the table.
Here, Tom, he said, have a kick of this and see if you can get it between those two candlesticks. My finger will be goalie.
Now, a marble on a polished table is fast. Tom dribbled and darted and dodged and kicked and scored. Goal! He shouted.
You're good at this, said his dad.
They played and played. I want to play in a team, said Tom. I want to play with the children outside.
You'll have to ask your mother about that, said his father.
Can I, Ma? Asked Tom. No, my darling, you cannot.
Why not? Asked Tom.
Because, said his mother, you are teeny tiny precious. Those other boys might tread on you. No, you stay safe inside with me.